It was common for American expatriates to visit the U.S. consulate in Berlin, but not in the condition exhibited by the man who arrived there on Thursday, June 29, 1933. He was Joseph Chacheneau, 31 years old, a physician from New York, who until recently had been practicing medicine in a suburb of Berlin. Now he stood naked in one of the curtained examination rooms on the first floor of the consulate. Two consular officials arrived and entered the examination room. One was George S. Messersmith, America's consul general for Germany since 1930. Beside him stood his vice consul, Raymond Geist. Both men were appalled by Chacheneau's condition. He had been beaten with whips and in every possible way until his flesh was literally raw and bleeding, Messersmith saw. The beating, Messersmith learned, had occurred 9 days earlier. On the night of June 21, Chacheneau had been visited at his home by a squad of uniformed men responding to an anonymous denunciation of him as a potential enemy of the state. The men searched the place, and although they found nothing, they took him to their headquarters. Chacheneau was ordered to undress and immediately subjected to a severe and prolonged beating by two men with a whip. Afterward, he was released. He somehow made his way to his home, and then he and his wife fled to central Berlin. As soon as he felt able, he went to the consulate. Messerschmitt ordered him taken to a hospital and that day issued him a new U.S. passport. There had been beatings and arrests of American citizens ever since Hitler's appointment as chancellor in January, but nothing as severe as this. For Messerschmitt, it was yet another indicator of the reality of life under Hitler. Something fundamental had changed in Germany. "I wish it were really possible to make our people at home understand," he wrote in a June 1933 dispatch to the State Department. "If this government remains in power for another year and carries on in the same measure in this direction, it will go far towards making Germany a danger to world peace for years to come." But Germany still did not have a U.S. ambassador in residence. For nearly 4 months, the post had been vacant. The new ambassador would be entering a cauldron of brutality, corruption, and zealotry, and would need to be a man of forceful character, capable of projecting American interests and power. For power was all that Hitler and his men understood.